Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got Melissa and James here at 9.06 on the clock. We hope you're having a great start to the day.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful out there.
Got some fun stuff to get into this hour. That ain't right story. Good stories of the day all coming up. We'll talk some rafters and plenty more. Mm-hmm. Right now, let's talk shopping malls.
It's been a bit.
Last time we talked about shopping malls, we were talking about pickleball courts taking them over.
Oh, yes, yes.
That is where a lot of the old malls, what is being done with them, repurposed and turned into those. Mm-hmm. We know a little bit about that here in Wisconsin Rapids. We've got two malls that have been repurposed.
Yeah.
And one currently being repurposed, as it is. Mm-hmm. I saw that we've got one of the businesses already got their sign up over there at the old Shopko Mall.
Oh, yeah.
Construction looks like it's moving really good over there.
Mm-hmm.
We have Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Shane Blazer in with us tomorrow. Shane and I will be talking about this and plenty of other things. Encourage you to listen to that show from 3 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Midday Magazine, we kick it off today from 3 to 4. We will have in part one our friends from Love, Inc. And we're going to put a focus on their new thrift store in Wisconsin Rapids here.
Oh, nice.
Looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
And in part two, we catch up with our friends at the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. Ben Eberline, Eberline is going to join us at 3:30. Ben and I will be talking about community engagement, some of the recent Alice report, how United We Can went. We'll see.
Probably a recap of the great book giveaway.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Looking forward to that as well. So that's going to be some great conversation. Be sure to join us Tuesday through Friday, 3 to 4 from Midday Magazine. And spread the word about the show, too.
Mm-hmm.
And if you miss it, no worries. We're podcasted at civicmedia.us. It's also where you can catch us streaming, WFHR.com. Mm-hmm. Download the app. Stream.
The new Android app is really cool.
Yeah,
looks slick, and it's got a one-button dialing. It's just one button, and you can be in touch with us.
Encourage you to do so. And call up anytime. We got a couple of questions out there for you. What cookie best represents your state? Your favorite thing about camping? What's your favorite dairy product?
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to talk about? Call up 424-2600. We're talking malls right now.
Mm-hmm.
And remember when going to the mall was the best possible way to spend a Saturday? Or it seemed like you didn't even make plans to do this. You and your friends just migrated there.
Mm-hmm.
You just ended up at the mall. You didn't even like make plans necessarily to do so.
Well, for some that worked. I didn't have that option. We had to drive there because the closest mall was about 40 minutes away in La Crosse when I was a kid. So mom would take us there. But my favorite thing was the pretzels, the giant pretzels.
Yes, yes. Half of us miss going to the mall, according to a new poll. 61% wish that they'd have a revival and come back.
Hmm.
Gen Zers were actually the most likely to agree with that at 66%. So there might be some mall rat, kind of going on there.
Resurgence.
Resurgence. We'll see. Our favorite thing we miss about shopping malls are the convenience of having multiple stores in one spot,
mm-hmm.
window shopping,
yep.
the food court,
oh yeah,
and just cruising around the mall with friends.
Mm-hmm.
The top reasons will still go include to visit a certain store, to try something on, to go to the food court, and because there's the movie theater in the mall. 6 in 10 Americans admit that they prefer shopping online now, though.
Mm-hmm.
So unless that changes, malls are in a tough spot and probably not going to be bringing back.
Yeah, except for places like Mall of America. I think that one's pretty safe.
Yeah. I still haven't been to Mall of America. Still haven't been there.
Yeah. Oh, you should check it out sometime. It is pretty awesome. Like Legoland. You should go just for Legoland.
I would go just for Legoland, yes.
And the multitude of restaurants that they have of mm-hmm. options there. There's the Rainforest Restaurant. I don't think that's the correct name. Rainforest is in the title somewhere, but it's like you're in the jungle.
Mm, cool.
It's a cool restaurant.
I would definitely go there.
Yeah.
I want to go just to be able to go, too, or just to be able to say I did.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those things. If they don't come back, what should they be turned into? The top vote getters get were parks, community centers, and apartments or retirement homes.
Mm.
Pickleball courts didn't make the list, but that is what's happening. That is what's going on currently.
But if it turned into like a retirement home, there would be pickleball courts in there.
Yeah.
I mean,
the best of both worlds there.
Right. You've seen some of these retirement homes that they've created that they have the houses inside, you know, like what would have been the old stores.
Yeah.
But then the walkways, they turn them into almost the quasi outdoor fake spaces. Mm-hmm. You know, it's they're not necessarily all real plants, but they look like outdoors.
Yeah.
But they're protected from the elements. Everything is air conditioned. I wouldn't say it's, you know, perfect, and it doesn't replace being outdoors.
Mm-mm.
But if you're of limited mobility, I don't think it's the worst option.
No, no. I honestly mean anything. I'm willing to listen to just so it's just not an empty building just sitting there.
Well,
it's bad enough when
too.
We have enough smaller businesses mm-hmm. like that, let alone a whole mall just sitting there.
Right. Well, and Wausau is doing a huge reconstruction project on their old mall site.
Oh,
so that's
yeah.
pretty exciting.
Yeah, I'm keeping an eye on that and mm-hmm. What they're doing in Point. Some of this stuff, like these projects that they're doing, it feels like they're putting a cart before the horse a little bit with some of these things. So I'm curious to see how that develops. I'm pulling for them. I want mm-hmm. these things to work out clearly. You don't have to live in a neighboring city to want to root for them. I know we have rivalries with high school teams and all
yeah,
that
well,
and everything.
That's different.
But how Wausau does is how Rapids does.
Right.
How Nakusa does is how Rapids does.
Well,
like we're all connected.
We shop in all of those places, you know, we eat at those restaurants, we visit those areas, and we're all under the same problem of there's not enough housing.
Yep.
There's not enough affordable housing.
Yep.
So being able to reutilize some of these buildings and revitalize them, it's, I think, really good for our communities.
We're going to put this poll question out there, and we will bring it back up tomorrow when we get Seth hanging out with us and everything. I want to hear his take on this. Your favorite store or favorite stores, it doesn't have to just be one, but your favorite stores to go to that you can't find anymore, but they were at the mall. For me, it was Suncoast Video.
Mm.
Suncoast Video was where you could go to get movies. You could get all your they had music there too, but it really, that's where I found like anime for the first time, or I found like indie films, old movies that were on like, you know, a DVD or something like North by Northwest or mm-hmm. something like that. Like Suncoast Video was awesome to me. That's a good one. I want to know your favorite stores out there, everybody. Let's go ahead and see what you got. Good morning. You're on the show.
My favorite were Yonkers and Penny's. I like to go to.
Great yes. ones, classics.
And they
I
were always
them. I guess they got a Penny's further south of here
mm-hmm.
in Wisconsin, but we don't have one here anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
But they were big ones too. They were like on the ends of the malls, and they were big.
And Bath and Body. Now I go over to Point or over to Marshfield to the Bath and Body because we don't have one here anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
I love those lotions.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you for the call. Great call. Appreciate
Thank you.
Have a great morning. Those are good ones. Great references.
Oh, yeah.
Terry, before she joined the United Way, was over at Yonkers for many years.
Well, and those big department stores were kind of the mainstay, I think, of the malls, like Macy's and like she said, JCPenney's and Yonkers. What I was going to say is the puzzle store.
Oh, yeah,
Or the game store, where you have all these different puzzles and games.
Yeah.
And those were in the mall.
One. That's a good one. That's a good one. There was a lot of, certainly as a kid, KB Toys. KB Toys was most of us didn't have a Toys R Us in our town, but you might have had a KB Toys, which was like the next best thing.
Okay.
I was a little older, so it wasn't as big of a deal to me, but my brother and sister would lose their minds if my dad told us we were going to KB. Like, I'd go there and get like baseball cards or something, but my brother and sister, it was literally kids in a candy store kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like just toys, just everywhere. They love that place. Those are good. But what about the food court?
Yeah, food court. And don't forget Payless Shoes.
Oh, how I apologize to the good people of Payless Shoes. Got many a pair of shoes from Payless over the years.
Yeah. They were a mall mainstay. You don't really see those as standalone stores.
I'll never forget there was always it seemed like wherever we were going to whatever Payless in Naperville or in Chicago, the people were just so good to us. My cousin Lisa had to buy two different shoes because she had two different size feet.
Mm.
And it really bothered her and it was really embarrassing for her. And the people at Payless would always treat her so good, like make her feel special and unique. Wow, you get two different shoes. Like I always thought it was
cool.
Yeah, good people. Good people.
But yes, food court. I didn't mean to detract from that because that is a very important when you have all those different options and each kid could get something different.
Yes, yes.
Which was, you know, a major treat. Not that we always got to eat at the food court. Like I said, we would maybe get the pretzels or the mini donuts. Those were also really good. Walking past those places that were in the middle of the mall that were separate from the food court was also a fun treat because it just smelled so good.
The I think it's the Easttown Mall in Madison. I've been to that one almost more than any other mall, it seems like. Mm-hmm. And my buddy Craig and I would walk in at a certain entrance near the food court just so the first smell that would hit you was cinnamon, the Cinnabon place.
The Cinnabon.
Yeah, just for that. We'd go out of our way just so that we could do that.
Let's park on this side of the mall.
I don't remember if it was good or not, but I loved Sparrow's. I loved Sparrow's. As a picky eater, Sparrow's was my go-to because it's just pizza.
Well, yeah, it's pizza, and it smelled really good, too. Mm. Like, why does it smell so good?
Yes, yes. Yeah, that is good stuff. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Good morning. You're on the morning show.
Oh, I am sorry. Oh. I'm very sorry.
Oh, that's all right. Okay. Do you have a favorite restaurant at a mall?
Thank you for calling. Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah, I think that's a Midday Magazine interview a little bit later that we'll be doing. But they do appreciate the call. Way to get on early. Yep. We'll take this. We'll just do this throughout the whole show here. We'll do it in tomorrow. You know, you go ahead and let us know your favorite mall.
The ones business. That we've forgotten that deserve to be remembered because they were just that good.
Yeah. I know there is plenty that I'm not thinking of too.
Well, the Asian buffets where you could walk up. My very favorite place, and it closed when I was still a teenager, but they had a Euro place in the mall, and that was my absolute favorite place to go. The only place I ever got to get to taste Euros. And the tzatziki sauce, I could never say it as a kid. I didn't know it. It's like, you know, T's and Z's and I's. And I'm like, what kind of word is that? I don't know. Yum. Mm.
Orange Julius.
Yes.
Orange Julius is another one.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning. What's your answer?
Well, I think you guys are missing one of the biggest ones.
What's
Orange
that?
Julius.
Yeah.
I was just saying it.
You were getting on air.
But I should have let him say
it. You should have.
I didn't know. I didn't know you're going with Orange Julius, sir. I didn't know.
No. Good call. That was perfect.
It's a good one. That's a really good one. Appreciate you.
Or you get about, you got all those, remember the video arcade game stores?
Oh, yes. Yes.
And there were and you got to try them and play them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good stuff. Thank you, sir.
Awesome.
Appreciate
Thanks for
the call.
Calling in.
Good guy. Thank you. Appreciate that. Oh, that's a good one. I forgot about the video. We had a Galaxy or something like that in the Rapids Mall here. I cannot think of how many hours and how many quarters I spent over at that arcade. I can't even remember. Let's take another one here. Good morning. What do you got?
I got the Hallmark card shop.
Oh, yes.
You can't find birthday cards anymore without, them guys, yeah.
Yeah, and they also had those, really unique gifts.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah, I remember that, yeah.
Yes, they did. Great, great reference. That's a good
great
one, too.
Great card stores.
Yeah. Thank you for the call, sir. Thank you. Jamba Juice. Jamba Juice, another one.
Oh, okay.
I always thought Jamba Juice and Orange Julius were going to have a one-off. Like they were just going to,
it's just a battle.
Yeah. Good morning. You're on the morning show. What do you have for us?
Hey, James, I think you're thinking of the Goldmine Arcade.
Yes!
Goldmine Arcade.
Thank you. Goldmine. Great name, great place. God, I was there so much. Surprise.
What about the Corn Dog Factory?
Yeah. Yeah.
Love me some corn dogs.
Yeah, that
they
was
don't it. Love me, but man, they taste good.
Yeah, they were good. Corn dogs were so good. Hey, thank you, man. Appreciate it. Thank you so much for that. I would have been chewing on that all night. Like if I was lucky at 4 in the morning, Goldmine would have popped in my head. Thank you. Best listeners in radio, every single one of you.
Oh, we love you guys.
This is what we love about this show. That was fun. We'll keep this going, you know. Keep on calling up a little bit later if you like. For right now, we're going to take a quick break. Come back with more on the morning show at WFHR. Please tell me. Little Duran.
Tell me what?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, just tell me what you want. What do you want me to tell you? You didn't even ask me a question, man. Just yelling at me right away.
So aggressive.
Yeah. Little Duran's bassist birthday, playing a little Duran right there.
Yeah,
worked
very
out
fitting.
For us. We're having some fun this morning. We're still looking to take your phone calls at 424-2600. You want to call us up with your mall nostalgia or
favorite cookie?
Yeah.
Dairy products.
We're looking forward to it. We'll talk some rafters in a little bit. Looking forward to getting into that, too. But one of the earliest hacks people used to talk about was ordering a drink from a fast food restaurant with no ice. You get more drink in the cup, and you can always add ice yourself at home if you're chilled.
And it's always cold.
Yeah. My dad's big one of his biggest life hacks, and he thought he was so creative with this as a kid. He said, Jimmy, wherever you go, when you order in your bacon cheeseburger and stuff, order it with something off of it. And then they got to make it fresh. Otherwise, it just sits there under the lamp. I have no idea how true any of that was. But it was something he believed verbatim, like without a shadow of a doubt. And then the ice thing was another one. This idea has been around so long that it's common knowledge. But there's talk on social media that some places are closing this loophole and are not filling cups to the top if you ask for no ice.
There's a
TikTok that's gone viral where a woman ordered a lemonade from Wendy's with no ice, and they only filled it 3/4 full. The reactions are mixed. Some people think it's cheap for places not to fill cups, especially if they offer free refills if you eat in.
But, yeah, I would agree with that one.
Yeah, yeah. But others say you're paying for the drink, not the ice, so you should get the same amount whether you want it or iced or not. And some workers say that there are cases when the amounts are automated by machines.
Yeah, so it's not going to put out anymore. Yeah. You put the size cup there that's going to fill, and it fills that cup whether there's ice or not.
Doesn't sound like this is a new policy at Wendy's. They haven't commented, but random commenters say their location is still filling cups. Even if they did start cracking down, they wouldn't be the first. Some establishments already have cups with fill lines for ice and no ice, and others will charge a little more if you want a full cup without ice.
You know, I mean, this is something that we're going to see more and more of, like shrinkflation. The fact that Quick Trip now charges for a cup of ice. I think it's 49 cents if you want to just get a cup of ice. Whereas before, you could just get a cup of ice and they didn't care. Yeah. But now they're charging for every little everything, however they can to make more money. And it's penny pinching.
Yeah.
And in some ways, it's understandable. But in other ways, wages are still not really going up.
Right.
The cost of living is going up in leaps and bounds. So who's getting pinched here?
Yeah.
It's not the corporations.
Right, right. There is no CEO who has had to, you know, buy cheaper food now and buy the cheaper products of not the name brand stuff anymore because of things. It comes back to this always. And we're hoping that we're trying to make this better now, but it keeps always falling on the customers and the employees. And they're the only ones that suffer. These businesses don't. All we hear is, well, we can't pay employees more. We can't raise minimum wage because then it'll close all these businesses or whatever. how is this being helped, having it the current model that we're using? How is that helping anybody? All we're doing is getting farther and farther away from people making a quote minimum wage to being able to actually live alone or live on their own.
A living wage.
A living wage, yeah.
People need to make a living wage. If I have to choose between buying food or paying for my rent, well, guess what? I have to pay for my rent because I have to have a roof over my head.
I'm at the point where I'm not sure the next election cycle, if I'm voting for any politician that is not running, or not running on necessarily, but not mentioning talking about this and not talking about raising minimum wage. I'm serious. I'm addressing
the housing crisis.
This is a big issues that we just. I mean, I understand there's a lot of stuff out there.
There's a lot of issues.
But this is stuff that needs to get fixed. Like, we've been dragging our feet on this for how long? How long are we going to let these corporations and politicians continue to tell us how we're living our life or how to live our life?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I thought the idea was less government. I thought that's what everybody wanted and everything. But yet the government is telling us you can live on that wage. And we're telling them we can't, but they just keep saying, no, find it, figure it out.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
Pull yourself up by your bootstraps.
Yeah, these old phrases. hey, side note, everybody that still says pull yourself up by your bootstraps, the era that you grew up in is not as romantic as you remember it. And it wasn't the same for every American. Two different Americas here. What you might have experienced is not the same for others.
Except for the fact that wages were closer to the amount of what it cost to live.
It was a lot easier to pull yourself up by your bootstraps when that was the case.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
you know, a $39,000 house 40 years ago now costs $329,000. And it's the same house.
I dare anybody to question my yanking of boots. I have yanked my boots my whole life.
He still can't rise himself off of the ground.
No,
it's not physically possible.
I keep trying, though. I keep trying.
One of these days it's going to work.
All this from talking about a no ice loophole. That's how we ended up there. We started with ice and we ended up here. We're going to get to Melissa's news now. We'll come back and get into concert tickets. I want to talk a little bit about that when we come back on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
It's worked so far, but we're not out yet.
I want to know what you're thinking. There are some things you can't hide.
Oh, boy.
I want to know.
Oh, the 80s. A lot of this in the 80s. The cold intro.
Yeah.
A lot of those in the 80s. I don't know why. I don't think we need that anymore.
You know, if you look at the intros to songs over history, it is a very interesting phenomenon because, like, in the 50s and the 40s and way back to the 20s, they often would do these just different intros.
Yeah.
That were completely different than the song itself.
Different than the
song,
yeah.
And every artist did their own.
Yeah. I like that. The 80s version just didn't hold up. It didn't hold up.
Just the acapella.
Yeah. I think, though, what you're talking about, though, I think actually that might be something to be fun to bring back. I think that'd be kind of interesting. Talking about music and concerts and everything. Well, have you ever gone to buy tickets to a big concert and not gotten seats? In a new survey, the average person said it still happens to them about a third of the time. 44% of people think bots buying tickets is one of the main reasons. 50% have also said prices are just too crazy these days, and that's the biggest hurdle.
Yeah.
One of our top strategies for landing tickets is to make sure we're logged in and ready to go. On average, we do it 12 minutes before tickets go on sale. Another one is to try buying or on multiple devices at the same time. A third of people say they've done that. But according to, quote, ticket buying experts, I don't know about that. are we talking about scalpers? Multiple people might be the real key. Okay, so it's a woman that did this article. They didn't give the person's name, so I didn't know who her was.
So this particular ticket-buying professional is a woman.
Yeah, yeah. And her
or top, identifies as her.
Yes, and her top four ticket-buying tips are make it a team effort. Have as many people as possible try to buy. She compared it to a coordinated military operation, so that's what it takes these days, apparently.
What if you end up with more tickets than you want?
Right? Yeah, yeah. I guess you could sell.
Like we need
that's kind
two
of what
tickets.
We're trying to avoid
there's
here.
Six
that's,
of us here. Ready? Go.
Yeah. Then that just ends up in the same problem we're trying to avoid.
Right.
Where we're buying if too many people are buying tickets, but when other people can't. don't all be on the same Wi-Fi. It slows down or gets overloaded. None of you will get seats. Yeah.
That so buy all together.
I got to be honest, that sounds like
something. But don't
be
on the same Wi-Fi.
It seems like something that would happen to me and my friends. It definitely feels like something.
Wait, we can't
would
do this at your house, James. We all have to be in different locations.
Yeah, that's right. Tablets might be better than computers. She claims they're better because they connect to the internet a little bit faster. but if you've already logged in 12 minutes beforehand or whatever.
Right. Does it matter if you're... How long it takes? I suppose the refresh rate? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Know the venue and the seats you want. Be familiar with the website and have a specific section in mind. If it's a big event, you might only have seconds.
Yeah, so don't dither.
Yeah, yeah. have a plan in mind. Have a game plan.
At least
plan.
A section of, okay, this is where I want to sit. And then grab whatever seats are available, I guess.
The poll also found 53% of us have missed out on tickets because we got caught in an online queue. So you start buying tickets but never make it to the last page. Or they're gone when you try to pay for them. So I don't know if this is how the internet mostly works. But this is one of the bigger problems I've seen as far as theme-wise. And there's a simple solution. Don't do it. Don't like if I have four tickets and I have them in my box and I have them in my queue, those four tickets are paid for. Like it shouldn't be where I can have them in my queue and if I exit out, then that's one thing. Mm-hmm. If I exit out, if I log out or something like that, let's just take Ticketmaster, okay? Ticketmaster. I got four tickets to see Living Color in Illinois. I've got this all locked up. I got them in my queue. I want those tickets. I'm waiting to order them or whatever. I log out for a minute. That's free game then.
Right.
But if I'm logged in, those four tickets should be mine. They should be counted for.
I agree with you to a point. I have seen websites, I think WRCTs, for instance. Mm-hmm. If you go to purchase web tickets on their website, you have a certain amount of time from selecting your seats to making completing the purchase.
Yeah.
So I think it's like 5 or 10 minutes. It's like, you know, so you get to hold on to those tickets for mm-hmm. that period of time, and you have that long to pay for them. If you don't do it within that period of time, those tickets go back into the mix. I think that's the way to do it. Like you said, once they're in your cart, you should be able to finish the purchase.
Yeah.
I mean, not tomorrow, but 5 minutes from now, yes.
Yeah.
And if your internet's slower than that, complain to your representatives and tell them we need broadband services here in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. Another one of those things that we're working on here. We got to be trying to get people to work on. I will say that Senator Tessin and I talked about that on Friday, and I know that that is mm-hmm. something that is in the works. That is something that is constantly being worked on, but needs more attention.
Mm-hmm.
I was mentioning this because I'm in this situation a little bit right now, where my favorite band of all time, I've never seen live. I've never seen Living Color. And and they are performing in Illinois coming up in August.
Cool.
I'm going to be there. It's actually a Wednesday.
Oh.
So for one, if I actually get these tickets, I may actually be off a day of work.
Whoa.
I may actually take a day off of work, which I have not done that was not a legal holiday. I don't believe in my radio career. But this would get me to do it. Mm-hmm. This would be why I would do it. But it's through a cticketusa.com. So it's through a different website. It's not Ticketmaster or anything like that. And I'm very curious to see how this is going to go, how buying these tickets is going to be and everything. They're not for sale yet,
Aha.
so I have to wait anyway. But I am kind of curious to see if this site is any different than like Ticketmaster, where I've bought tickets before or something mm-hmm. like that.
Where you could lose out on them even though you've selected the seats you want.
And it's not that different than what we were talking about earlier with the malls and the retail world and everything. And when we were talking about equal pay, or not equal pay, but equal pay is in the discussion, but we were talking about minimum wage. I think we all will do a lot better going forward instead of being so quick to anger and argument to give each other some grace with these things. Businesses got to make a buck. Otherwise, we have no more businesses. People need to make a buck. Otherwise, we have no employees.
We can't buy the products from those businesses.
Can we find a balance here? Mm-hmm. Can we figure this out without tearing each other to shreds and ruining society while we're at it? There's got to be a way. There's got to be something that we could do here with this.
And it would be nice if it could be fair. You know, if you put the tickets in your cart, you should be able to make the purchase within that certain amount of time.
The certain amount of time thing is perfect.
Yeah.
I think that's perfect. That is not asking the moon of anybody.
5 minutes.
Yeah.
So you chose your seats, you got your credit card ready, finish your purchase. You got a countdown timer right there to tell you how much time you have left.
It's the best of both worlds, really, and I think it's the
easiest,
closest
fix.
Compromise, the best you can do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Living Color is going to be in Bloomington, Illinois, at the Castle Theater.
You're
going to be so close, like 3 hours away. I got to see him.
Yeah,
right?
You should.
I have
absolutely.
To. I don't know how much longer we're going to be touring. I don't even know how much we're going to. Yeah, you and Seth could do the show, right? You guys be fine.
We'll crash and burn without you, but we'll do it.
That may be one of the nicest things you've ever said to me without trying to be nice. And also, great joke. I'm more worried that you guys will be too good and you won't need me anymore. We'll take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR. Melissa and James here with you, locally grown radio. Little Edie Brickell and the New Bohemians for you right there. Melissa and James with you right now. We're going to talk some snowbirds.
Yeah.
Talking snowbirds right now. Warm states like Florida and Arizona have reputations for being popular snowbird destinations, but that doesn't mean that their cities shut down at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. After all, senior citizens have to finish their dinner, of course, and they have a life too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Plus, they can sleep in the morning.
There's a new report out on America's wildest cities, and it was compiled using many factors, including alcohol and binge drinking and other stats similar to that. And in the end, the highest wild score went to, of course, Reno, Nevada.
Okay.
Which I don't think is that shocking.
No.
Portland, Oregon finished in second.
That's a little surprising.
Yeah. And check this out. Followed by Traverse City, Michigan. Las Vegas.
Okay. Not surprising.
Milwaukee.
Really?
Yeah. And then Pittsburgh. When I'm thinking of wild cities, Traverse City, Michigan is not on the top of my list any more than Pittsburgh is, but I guess.
Okay.
But there are also a lot of not so sleepy Florida and Arizona cities at the top, like Tucson at number 6, Sarasota at number 8, Phoenix at number 9, Tampa Bay at number 11. They're even ahead of the cities like New Orleans, Atlantic City, Nashville, Los Angeles, and New York.
Wow. That's surprising.
Very. Of the 50 cities they considered, El Paso, Texas ranked as the least wild.
El Paso, Texas, least wild.
And now, I think if you're in El Paso and you hear this, I mean, it's on.
You guys need to whoop it up.
It's on.
Yeah.
You can't throw
a street dance.
Challenge a Texan on anything, and good luck.
It's always bigger in Texas.
Yep, that's where it's going to go. That is definitely. I beg them, do this list next year and see where El Paso ranks. Yeah. See where they rank. I guarantee it ain't going to be at number 50. That ain't going to be at the bottom.
You know, I wonder, a lot of those venues that you mentioned that are in these quote-unquote snowbird states, there's a lot of live music there. There's a lot of, and they can be outdoors later at night as well. So I wonder if that's part of it.
Most of them are smaller, too, as in comparison to a Nashville, Los Angeles, or New York City.
Yeah.
So you're going to have less, I mean, the factors aren't the same.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a part of it, too. I thought this was an interesting article, and you can find out more at OLBG.com. From there, kind of branched off to other articles and reading, and it isn't the snowbird thing isn't the case as much anymore. For one, a lot of people are just staying in their home state or moving back to their home state.
Mm-hmm.
And more people are kind of done with moving to Florida, are kind of done with the idea of that and the idea that you have to move to a warm location. Now, I don't think that that's keeping people from moving to an Arizona or,
or visiting there.
Yeah, yeah. I think you've gotten a lot more people traveling than you do just living somewhere.
Yeah.
For one, buying a new home in another state is never that easy. And I think that people like being in their, we're seeing more and more people like being in their home, the state that they grew up in. or the state
where their family is.
Yes.
The grandkids, their, cousins, nieces, nephews. It's fun to be surrounded by family.
I was driving home from Appleton after seeing my daughter, and it's been about a year or so since I saw Izzy, and thinking about it and thinking about how there's been a couple of job opportunities in the last year or two that would have taken me out of the state. And I had a realization on that drive that it would take one hell of an acting role to get me out of this state permanently. I could see leaving for a month or two to go film something.
Mm.
But at this point in my life, like, my kids have always been more to me. But I'm not going to lie to you guys and tell you that my career wasn't, I wasn't insane about my career or anything like that. At this point, like, I don't know. It's got to be something big. It's got to be something that really does pull at my creative juice. Not money. I'm not worried about that part of it. I'm more, not the opportunity is, the opportunity a little bit, but more so about the role itself that would have to take me out of the state on a permanent basis.
Mm.
I can't see doing that anymore. Like, I'm in the same state as her, and it still took me a year to have lunch with her or dinner with her.
Yeah.
I mean, what would it be like if I'm two states away or any other part of the country?
Take a lot more effort and a lot more money.
Nah, not worth it. Not worth it. And that's insane for me to say. That 7-year-old me would smack me upside the head.
You're maturing, James.
I guess.
It's happening.
I suppose.
Just accept it.
If I gotta grow,
damn it.
I'm very, very, very happy about it. It was just something that I hadn't really thought about. Maybe I made that decision long ago and I didn't realize it, but it really hit home on that drive. And I get this. I get the idea of more and more people wanting to, I don't. Why do I have to move to Florida just to enjoy retirement?
To enjoy life.
Maybe I go visit Florida. Maybe sure. I go check out these things or something.
I think more and more people are doing that. You know, take an RV and go live in another state for a month. Sure, why not?
Yeah.
But Wisconsin is beautiful. I have not been in other places that are as diverse and as much, I don't know, as many opportunities, parks, and just to enjoy the outdoors. You know, we've got so many great water features. I just think, honestly, Wisconsin is one of the prettiest states.
I couldn't agree more. And with global warming and everything, it's barely winter anymore. So, I mean, we got that going for us, too.
But we still have four distinct seasons.
Yes.
Which other places in the United States don't have.
No. And, man, I did not know I would miss that until I was living in California. Mm-hmm. I had no idea. I got out there in November that year and was really enjoying it until, like, Christmas came around.
Like, where's the snow?
Where's the snow? Where?
Why isn't it cold yet?
I would have never in a billion years thought that I'd be that guy, but I completely am, where I just missed winter. So got an interesting That Ain't Right story for you. Reporters in New Orleans were at a family home on last Monday reporting on the tragic passing of a popular local chef named Demetric Scott. Demetric had been missing for about 2 weeks, and he hadn't responded to any attempts to reach him or shown up at work. He just vanished. His family reported him missing, and then they were notified by the coroner's office that that body had been found they believed was him. No tests had been done, and the family apparently hadn't viewed the body yet, but reporters were already sent the family the eulogies and eulogizing him. But while the reports were still on the scene, Demetric suddenly walked up. Very much alive and seemingly well. The reporters were just a little bit stunned by this.
Yeah.
One asked him where he's been, and he said, "I've been around." He added, "I just needed to take some time for myself, like caves life caves in on you sometimes, and that's actually what happened. I needed to get away." He said he appreciated the concern, feels truly grateful, and didn't realize that people would be worried about him being missing, let alone dead. Demetric seemed genuine. Clearly, he was going through some stuff, and hopefully he's in a better headspace now. Police are still investigating the body, though, that was found.
Well, yeah, because that's somebody.
It's unclear why someone thought that person was Demetric or at all or anything. But either way, so Melissa, as our head of
check
news here
sources.
At WFHR.
Yes, okay. Check your sources. Like, some random reporter walked up like, "Oh, hey, maybe this is that chef dude that's missing. Yeah, that's it." And it went wildfire from there?
I guarantee you that Demetric had like a couple of more days planned to be away and like saw this report like, oh all right, I got to put my pants on. I got to get dressed.
I think I'm dead.
I better go take care of this.
Who is that poor guy that is dead?
I love that he showed up during the report. The report's going on. Hey, over here.
No, actually, I am here.
Right here. Wait a minute. Am I a ghost? Am I a ghost? Oh, God. Am I a ghost?
Oh, that's perfect. But also, kind of sad and morbid.
It is a little bit, which I thought was our wheelhouse.
A little bit. But I do hope, you know, that they figure out who that person is and that his family has closure.
Certainly.
Glad the chef is all right.
And Melissa hit this on the head right away. We can't, it is vitally important reporting in the modern age and going forward that you check your sources, that you double check your sources, and when you're done doing that, triple check your sources.
Well, we were just talking earlier about ChatGPT and the concerns we have with AI. I have some serious concerns with, you know, the deep fakes that are happening with these fabricated pictures that are now being cycled around, and especially for our next political race that's going to happen, because people are very susceptible to seeing photographic evidence. We've always trusted our sight. We've trusted what we see, and now we're going to have to double check and not trust what we see. And that's troubling to me. Like, why do we have to deal with that? Why do I have to deal with, you know, being suspicious of a picture that I'm looking at? Yeah. Like, this could be real, maybe not be real.
The older I get, the more I don't get frustrated with mistakes or accidents or bad things that happen. It's the self-inflicted wounds that I get very, very frustrated with and have no patience for anymore. This, when we keep doing these things to ourselves, like it's one thing, oh, we can't help this. This is life. It happens. But then there are so many things in society and individually as well, where we're just shooting ourselves in the foot. It doesn't have to happen that way.
You're straight out lying about something.
Yeah.
Not okay.
No. Get some good. We need a palate cleanser.
Yeah,
get some
let's
good
do
stories
that.
Of the mm-hmm, day. Let's mm-hmm. get some good stuff. While it ain't a great thing that the Rafters lost yesterday, we are back in action tonight and get a chance to get into the win column. So looking forward to that. Rafters on a road streak right here. They're going to be in Green Bay tonight. I'm sorry, they're in Wausau tonight,
yes,
at 6:20. And then tomorrow, let's play two. Got a doubleheader. 11:50 pre-game start at Green Bay. Mm. And then 6:20 start time at the later game.
Okay.
That will interfere with some local programming here. Keep that in mind, everybody out there.
And then I believe they play Fond du Lac.
Yeah.
Before they come back home.
Yep. Got a home game to go into the weekend on Friday. Looking mm-hmm. forward to that. We got a great opportunity going on in this area to be
actually
a superhero.
It's kicking off in just a few minutes. The Community Blood Drive at the former East Junior High School Music Room. Aspyrus has a blood drive going on here. This is the North Central Wisconsin Blood Center from 10 to 3 at 311 Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids here. Their next one is Monday, June 26th from 2 to 7. So if you can't make it during the day, schedule June 26th on your calendar from 2 to 7. But today, hit them up from 10 to 3.
Mm-hmm. Our great friends at the Wisconsin Rapid City Band have performances all summer long, and these are usually on a Tuesday. And today is no different. They're going to be at my old stomping grounds, Robinson Park, 7:30. Meet them at the band shell. Get there a little bit early so you can get a nice seat.
Yeah.
The band shell at the acoustic has such great acoustics at Robinson mm-hmm. Park. I love that place. All these great people come together and do such a great job. Join them for an evening of fun, music, ice cream. Bring the whole family to Robinson Park in Wisconsin Rapids and check out this play. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Enjoy the music.
Yeah. And real quickly, I did also want to mention the free meals for kids program from Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools. Breakfasts are available until July 20th from 7:30 to 8:30 at Lincoln High School in Wisconsin Rapids. These are all in Rapids, by the way. And then July 28th from 8 to 8:30 at Wisconsin Rapids Area Middle School.
Good.
For lunches, they're available until August 18th, 11:30 to 12:30 at the Mead Park near the Splash Pad.
Mm.
And then until August 18th, 11:30 to 12:30 over at Witter Park near the shelter outside of the Aquatic Center.
Yes.
Thank you to everybody that makes this program happen.
Oh, yeah. Thank you to the volunteers who help it and for fulfilling that need, because we know there is a need.
Mm-hmm. Really appreciate it. A mom in Texas planned a birthday party at a burger joint for her 5-year-old daughter, Willa, and no one showed up for her at all. Her friends' parents bailed at the last minute, but social media saved the day. Her mom posted a photo of Willa sitting alone at a big table, and within minutes, people started showing up. A bunch of them even brought gifts. Willa said her favorite present was all of them. Great answer, Willa. Great answer.
That's good. Really sweet.
A 12-year-old just graduated from college in Los Angeles.
12?
With a 4.0 GPA.
Oh, my.
And now she's going to high school. Her parents enrolled her at LA City College when she was 9 after she had already skipped a few grades. She got her associate's degree in studio art and also took a college-level math course.
Okay. And now she's going back to do high school?
Yeah.
Well, you know, you got to socialize.
Yeah. Her mom says, quote, like any child, she wants to play games and have fun. I want her to fully enjoy her childhood. So trying to find that balance there.
Sure.
That's not easy.
Oh, wow. That's impressive, though.
And Midday Magazine going strong today from 3 to 4. Be sure to join us this afternoon. In part one, we're going to talk with our friends over at Love, Inc. about their new thrift store in Wisconsin Rapids.
Cool.
And at 3:30, we'll be talking with Ben Eberlein from the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. Looking forward to all of that. It's going to be a great one. And tomorrow we'll have the gang back together. We got Seth and Ewan, and we're going to have some fun. We're looking forward to that.
I guess if we have to have fun.
And Rafter baseball on your dial a little bit later. Have a great day, Melissa.
Yeah, you too, James.
Have a good one, everybody. We'll talk to you soon and later right here at